Des Moines' favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Back to the show on Star 102.5.
Back on the phone to talk about the weekend movies with Ms. Movie Phone, Gray Drake. We have a clip here in a moment from Pet Sematary. I have to tell you that when the original came out, one of the most horrifying movies to me I ever saw. And it was because of the kid, the scene with the kid and the semi and the funeral afterwards. It was awful, awful, just awful. So, okay.
I've only seen 25 seconds of Pet Sematary.
Really?
And knew.
Nope. Yep. All right, here's a clip from the new version.
There's a place raged deep in the woods beyond the Pet Sematary. It brings things back.
Are you happy, Mommy?
But I totally understood the mom wanting to bring her kid back. I mean, how can you blame her?
Right.
And, I mean, horrible, horrible.
Well, that's kind of the brilliance of Stephen King novels, right? He taps into emotions like that you can really understand, because in that original movie, you know, it's like this horrible thing has happened to their child, and then, oh, well, they just so happen to live next to a Native American burial ground that brings dead things back to life. So, you know, it's like, do the math, carry the one. Oh, yeah, let's bring the kid back.
Right,
right,
right. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yes, of course.
So, now here's what's killing me. I've been marooned in Vegas and missed the screening of this movie and haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
This is a highly anticipated movie of mine for 2019. And so what I've been doing is kind of asking some of my big horror movie fan friends what they thought of it when it screened at the South by Southwest Film Festival. The news is that this movie is super good and super scary.
Really? Oh, okay. God. They did it again. Mm-hmm.
They did it again. It's just a good story. The book is good, so the movie is also good. Stars John Lithgow. It has Jason Clarke from The Great Gatsby and a bunch of other, and this one of the Apes movies, and it's super creepy. So if horror movies are your thing, you're going to be with me this weekend buying a ticket and watching this film, because apparently it worked again.
All right. You know, I don't know about this, Gray. You're not going to see the movies now. You're just asking other people. Is Miss Movie Phone phoning it in?
Oh my God. You are right. That with my new job, every week I'm just going to be phoning it in.
Yes. Uh-huh. Every week we'd be like, so what did your friends think of the movie, Gray?
They liked it. Oh, yeah.
Well, by the way, there's another phone joke for you.
Oh, my God. It's just one of the many reasons I just love you guys. Thanks for the free bits.
Okay, Gray Drake, of course, she is Ms. Movie Phone now. You can get all the reviews, moviephone.com. That's phone with F-O-N-E. Great to talk to you. You have a great weekend. Thank you, Gray.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Topical, like an ointment.
Star 102.5.